A chodesh tov to all. In this week's parsha, Parsha's Korach, we have the rebellion. We have Korach and his followers who rebel against Moshe, Aaron, HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And we had talked about last week, if we had been the Meraglim, if we had been in their situation, would we have really done any differently? Would we have been Yeshua and Kalev, or would we have been the other 10? And when you think about the story of Korach, it's not so different to what we have going on in the world now. People always feel they just need change. Like you look at politics, or you have this kind of politicians, and now we need the complete opposite. But Havdil, you would see this like with football teams, that you have an offensive-minded coach and it doesn't work, let's go get the defensive-minded coach. The defensive-minded coach doesn't work, let's go get the offensive-minded coach. And in life, we're always looking for something else. We're always looking for that which we do not have. There's a certain community, my friend is telling me, a lot of people there are going on Aliyah, and everyone's talking about potentially leaving and maybe not buying in. And my friend told me that you're here now. You're here. So be invested. Okay, if you're going to go, if you're going to get up and you're going to go to Eretz Yisrael, you're going to go to this place or that place, fine. But while you're here now, be invested. But our eyes, our mind is always on something else. We're just not focused. We're not focused on what's standing right in front of us. So when it came to Korach and the followers, it's exactly that. They're exactly going through what we all go through, perhaps daily, weekly, monthly. That I need change. I need something else. Okay, Moshe and Aaron, they've had their nice tenure. They've done well. But now it's time for me. It's time for me, Korach, to come and be the leader of the Jewish people, because it can't stay. It can't be consistent. Oh, Moshe, then to Yeshua. No. We need to totally, totally change things up. And it doesn't matter that HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants Moshe and Aaron to be the leader and the Kohen Gadol. It doesn't matter, because we need change. And that's something that really, really needs to be stopped. We need to get that out of that. It has to change. Okay, sometimes you do need to change. Sometimes things need to be torn up. It needs to be started over. It needs to be changed. But far, far too often, well before it really needs to be changed, we're already looking for the change. We're already looking for, oh, what can I do differently? How can this be differently? And a lot of times in life, you could have it in dating, you could have it in marriage, you have it with your children. You're like, oh, I'm just done. I need something else. I need something new. I can't work with this. I can't work with that. Because we have that mindset. We have that mindset like Korach sometimes, that I can't have this. I can't do this. I need something different. But it's not a good mahalach, and it's something that really, really does need to be transformed. That what we have in front of us is perfectly fine, and it's okay, and we don't have to look for what's going to be totally different, and we can just be okay with this. And Amir Hashem, we won't be Korach and his followers. We'll be like, okay, we understand that this is fine. We understand that Hashem has this design. We don't have to look for a way that we totally, totally have to transform. Yes, that will come at times in life. It can't remain how it is, and we need to find a transformation. But it doesn't always have to be the lechatchila. Have a wonderful Shabbos.